cross your legs so you're sitting up straight. And I just want you to take a few nice deep breaths. I want you to feel the weight of your feet pressing into the floor. Weight of your body on the chair. The feeling of your body just in general. I want you to give note to it. How you feel. Just do a quick scan and see how you're feeling in all parts of yourself. Your hips, your neck, your shoulders, your waist, your stomach, your knees, your feet, your fingers, your head, your eyes. And make any adjustments that you need to. Take a deeper breath in now. And as you're breathing in, I want you to feel the expansion of your lungs, pushing from the inside out. And as you exhale, I want you to make note of that feeling of contraction, of there now being space between your lungs, your rib cage, your flesh, your bone. And find your center of conscious awareness, wherever that may be right now, wherever it's located, doesn't matter where it is. I want you to just place your awareness in that spot. Energy follows awareness. And I want you to begin to breathe in and out from that spot. Use your imagination if you need to. And envision that as you're breathing, you're not just breathing from your lungs and it coming out through your nose or your mouth. You're also breathing from wherever that place is that you're finding your center of consciousness and your center of awareness. And you're gonna draw that awareness up. Draw it all the way up, up, pass through your throat, up, past the pituitary gland, up to the place, the space, right in the third eye, right between your brows, the place of your inner screen. Breathe into that space. And as you breathe into it, and you're observing that screen, a veiling of light begins to form. Comes in very close around you. It almost looks like thousands of little fireflies, but it's energy, it's refined, holographic light. You take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, you step through, and you find yourself standing out in the vastness of space. It is dark save for the light of the sun that you can see very, very far away. But the sun is so bright that although it doesn't light up the blackness that surrounds you, it gives off an orange glow. You begin to see tendrils of light now. And as you are marveling at this, the sun moves and it comes to rest directly above you. Although it's odd because it's not like it usually is, where it's brilliant light of the noonday sun. It's this glowing, orange, liquid star in the midst of velvet pitch black. You stand there knowing that this energy is directly above you. And as you are standing, you feel light now at your back. You turn and you see that the light is getting brighter and it's moving towards you. You remember this feeling because you once stayed up all night waiting for the birth of the sun on the winter solstice day. And you remember the feeling of anticipation as the light came from behind you and passed through you. And you and it were one, and you and it were part of the birthing of a new sun that would bring more light with each growing day. You breathe into this energy, and you turn a quarter way around, looking out now on a space that holds the light in front of you, as well as holds the light behind you. You feel the energy of this light, it too moving through you. Light shining brightly behind and light shining brightly behind in front. You remember this feeling too, for this was the space of the spring equinox. You turn another quarter way around to the right, and you stand facing a light that is so bright and so hot and so intense. It is brighter than any noonday sun you have seen. Yet you feel the darkness that is holding you, that is behind you. You breathe in, and this light moves through you, front to back, swallowed up in the darkness that is behind. And you remember this feeling as well, as you stayed up as late as you could on the eve of the summer solstice, drinking in the last vestiges of light before you knew that you would be entering into months ahead of shorter days. You turn once again a quarter turn around, and now you see darkness. Darkness in front and darkness behind. Balance. Just as the spring equinox brought the balance of light, although each equinox is equal time of day and night, this, the autumnal equinox, is the midpoint between the two solstices. This is the time when it will get the darkest the earliest, and remain so for the length of the night before it shifts once again. You breathe into the space of darkness. It wraps around you like a cocoon. It cradles you. And you breathe and you turn one more time, another quarter turn around. Once again, feeling the light behind you as you face the darkness and awaiting the birth of the brilliance of the sun at another turn of the wheel on the winter solstice. You stand at the center point. The sun is still directly over you. It has guided your way through this process, and you are still in the vastness of space. Limitless of time, limitless of boundary. But you have moved in accord with the cycle of seasons and the celestial tides. You take a deep breath in, and as you do, the sun that is overhead draws into you like a warm, welcoming liquid. It is your inner light that you carry within, for you are the center of your own universe. You are the sun, you are the moon, and you are the stars. You take another breath in, and you exhale, and this liquid warmth moves all through you, healing, lighting, refining, refreshing, and renewing. You breathe in deeply, and the veiling of light forms around you once again, signaling you that it is now time for you to come back to your regular state of consciousness. You step through this veiling and you find yourself once again in the space of your consciousness being at the third eye, your inner screen, you as observer. You breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, your consciousness floats to wherever it is most comfortable at this time, in this moment, inhabiting you in this space. Take a few deep breaths in. Allow each exhalation to bring you back to you sitting or standing in this space, to awareness and the feel of your body. To your breath. And when you are ready, just gently flutter your eyes open and be present. So mote it be.
So mote it be.